At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. The MLB trade deadline is in the books. And we know the Phillies acquire Johan Duran, the closer from the Minnesota Twins. And then they also make a separate deal with the Twins, similar to 2022, when Dave Dombrowski made two separate deals with the Minnesota Twins, with the Angels, in that year. Now two separate deals with the Twins, and the second one to acquire Harrison Bader, an outfielder that's been around with the Cardinals, with the Yankees, with the Mets. Now with the Twins, right-handed bat, could play center, could play left. Brings in energy. He's got some power this year. Good defense. I like Harrison Bader. I do wish the Phillies did more, though. And I wish the Phillies went all in to go and win something special right now. They did not do that. They pushed, but I don't think they pushed all in to the extent of, say, the San Diego Padres push. That's pushing all. And I want to dive today into some winners and losers from the Phillies MLB trade deadline. And really, what they... You know, it's based on what they did. That's the winners and losers. Not so much did they win or lose. It's the winners and losers after the dust settled yesterday and they acquired Duran and Harrison Bader. All right, let's dive in. Let's go winner or loser. We'll go back and forth here. First winner is Rob Thompson. Rob Thompson won this deadline because he has a little bit of a better option in the outfield with Harrison Bader. And he also has a way easier bullpen to manage now when the back end has some certainty to it. The Phillies' back end of the bullpen has had zero certainty the entire season. Let's just call it for what it is. I mean, it's been trash. It's been trash. And whoever's pitching well at a particular time has to be the highest leverage guy and has to be the guy that Topper trusts, you know, in an immediate moment. It has to be the guy that Topper trusts in that moment, whether it be the seventh or eighth inning. And you know, often watching the games this year, like, how is he going to finish the game? How is he going to get six more outs here? Because he used whoever it is, whether it be Kirkering, Strom, Alvarado earlier in the season. Whoever is the one guy, it seems like, that's pitching well, he's got to use him in a certain moment. Well, now he's got Duran. Soon, David Robertson could be here as well. But I think about October. And let's just project Duran to be the closer of the team, right? That's where they're going to use him. Ninth inning. It shortens the game. You know, if you have Christopher Sanchez who can go six strong, then you have yourself six outs to get, and you can mix and match however you want for those six outs. Is it going to be Kirkering? Is it going to be Strom? Do you have a special lefty matchup with two outs you're going to throw Banks in there for? Is there a situation where Lizardo's in the bullpen and you want to use him that night because they got a pocket of guys that his sweeper plays well against? Could Andrew Painter be, you know, whatever the combination is, you want to have all the cards at your disposal to get through those few innings. And now Topper's got a way better opportunity to do that because of the length because of the certainty he has with Durant in the back end. I didn't even include Robertson, but he's obviously in that mix too. All right, let's go to a loser now, and that's Bryce Harper. The way I view this is nothing changed yesterday that's going to stop teams from pitching around Bryce Harper in the month of October. That's it. I mean, the top three in the Phillies lineup with Turner and Schwarber and Harper are dynamic and can be dynamic and can be as good as you want them to be. But that fourth spot, whether it's Nick Castellanos, whether it's Alec Bohm when he comes back, whoever's hitting better when we enter July, is a huge question mark. You know, I guess there's a very outside chance that Harrison Bader continues to have such a good season that he becomes almost a two-hitter. I don't even know how you do it. Turner, Bader, Harper, Schwarber, and you protect Harper like that. But the reality is it's probably not going to be the way it goes. You know, JT's hit a lot lately. Can he continue it? Maybe he goes in that three spot and you go Turner, Harper, JT, Schwarber. I mean, we're wishing and hoping on prayers right now. These are prayers. The reality is Bryce Harper is probably going to bat third. Schwarber and Turner are probably going to bat 2-1 or 1-2. And the Phillies are going to cross their fingers that they get pitches for Bryce Harper to hit in the month of October. It hasn't happened for two straight years. And I thought yesterday the Phillies needed to do something with more certainty to create that. Trading for Stephen Kwan yesterday, if they could have pulled that off, would have given that to them. Kwan 1, Turner 2, Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and you have ultimate protection for Bryce Harper. Harper a loser yesterday. All right, winners, easy one. I'm going to combine them. Harrison Bader and Johan Duran. I mean, they get to leave the Twins, who sold 10 players yesterday, and are probably going to play like one of the worst teams of baseball down the stretch. They got out of Minnesota, and they got to come to a pennant race in Philadelphia. Those guys won. I know I saw some stuff that, you know, Duran's kids, they liked Minnesota, and then they were kind of sad to leave. Part of the baseball life, it's part of sports life. You get traded, you move. I know it's probably not easy on families, but once they settle in and he settles in, it's obviously a better situation. It's a team that's more likely to compete the next couple of years. The Twins have been kind of under the radar crappy for a few years now, to where their record doesn't really show it every year, but they're just not really the contender at all. I mean, it's just, they're make-believe. They're built wrong. Their stars get hurt all the time. They have some high-end players, but not as a collective. They don't win enough. So I think it's good for both Bader and Durant to get out of there and to here. They're both winners. Our loser, and you might be surprised by this, but I think a loser in this is Andrew Painter. Not because the Phillies held on to him, but because of the reality of why the Phillies held on to him and how they continue to speak about him. And the Phillies, I don't even think they realize this, but they're indirectly putting an immense amount of pressure on Andrew Painter to perform at a Cy Young kind of level when he arrives here. Because over the last few years, the Phillies have basically publicly told us that they wouldn't trade him for the best players in baseball. Like, let's go through this for a second. Over the last couple of years, I could, you know, we have direct quotes and then we also have inferences. I could infer the Phillies wouldn't include Andrew Painter for Garrett Crochet, for Mason Miller, for Johan Duran, for Stephen Kwan. There might be more. I mean, frankly, there might be more. But I could just throw those four out with pretty good certainty that the Phillies would not trade this kid, who in 3 years now has pitched to probably an upper four ERA over the course of one season with the Iron Pigs. That's the truth. I love his talent. When the first time I watched him, I thought I was watching young Justin Verlander. I think he could still be special. I get that part. But in the last 3 years, in the middle and in the heart of their window to win a championship, 3 years, they have gotten out of him because of his injury and lost time about, 12 Iron Pig starts to an upper four ERA, and they have publicly told us, or at least inferred, that they wouldn't trade him for Garrett Crochet, Stephen Kwan, Mason Miller, or Johan Duran. I mean, those are four of the best players in all of baseball. So I'm going to remember that. You're going to remember that. And whenever he arrives here, it's going to be the backdrop to his career. Like, hey, not only is this kid supposed to be great, but hey, everyone, remember, he's so great, we wouldn't deal him for that guy and that guy and that guy and that guy. Now, Duran ended up here anyway, so we're all okay with that. But the Stephen Kwan one struck me yesterday, and it puts in a lot of pressure on this kid to perform at a very high level. That made him a loser for me yesterday. All right, a winner, someone that is connected right there with an Andrew Painter, and that'd be Justin Crawford. Justin Crawford's a winner because he gets to stay here. He wasn't traded, and he also has an opportunity to arrive here. Now, Dave Dombrowski yesterday was pretty, non-committal, I would say, about his outfield, the future. You know, he wouldn't even say if Bader's going to play every day. It's a topper decision. He basically talked about the right now, how they get more out of Marsh. It did sound like Rojas is going to be the one that gets sent down when they make roster move. We'll see. But Ian Mitchell Kepler's, the left fielder right now. But it felt like a tepid endorsement of everyone but Bader, who he just traded for and is obviously going to play a decent amount. And Crawford continues to hit at AAA. You know, you go back in the day when Dombrowski called up Andrew Benintendi in Boston. I know there are some red flags to Crawford's profile, but it doesn't mean a player like Crawford can't succeed. I mean, Juan Pierre succeeded in Major League Baseball. You know, he doesn't have the strikeout rate of a Stephen Kwan, so you can't say he's going to be Kwan. But I think there's something to Crawford to where I think there's a shot he's going to get a chance to be the left fielder before the season is over. I wouldn't be floored if at some point in the next few weeks they just cut ties with Kepler and they call Crawford up and they play him. And maybe it becomes a Bader and Marsh platoon in center, but more likely it's Bader that gets the most of those reps and he gets to play and Marsh becomes more of a fourth outfielder. And you roll down the stretch of the season with Bader in center and Crawford in left. I think Crawford's a winner because without the Phillies acquiring another legitimate outfielder, there is a shot here that he's going to get a chance to play and play a lot down the stretch of the season and come help the Phillies. So I'll include him as a winner. Last loser, I'm going to put these two together, put them together because by the Phillies not acquiring a legitimate bat yesterday, and I don't want to knock Bader too much because I think Bader's a good player. But by the Phillies not acquiring a significant everyday player yesterday in the outfield, the onus comes back to the guys that have had ups and downs in the postseason. And it's that middle of the order beyond Harper. So, Turner, Schwarber, Harper, they have to carry the day. We know this. They know it. We know it. And if they play in the postseason the way they've played most of this year, there's going to be more good than bad, especially Schwarber, who's been great and is an MVP, in the MVP top five mix. But it's the Castellanoses and it's the Bohms. I wanted their importance to be mitigated yesterday. That would have made me happy. If they mitigate how important those guys are to the whole operation. And they didn't do that. So the pressure goes squarely back on those two guys. I think Castellanos can handle pressure because I think that's just the way he's built. Doesn't mean he's going to perform. I mean, he's an up and down player. I don't think the pressure will get to him. Boom, I know the pressure will get to him. I don't trust him I just don't trust him. Put it that way. I just don't trust the guy in a big moment. I never have. I never will. He hasn't given me a reason to. I can't do it. So I don't trust Alec Bohm. But now the Phillies are telling all of us we have to continue trusting Alec Bohm. And I quite frankly, I can't get there as a fan. All right, and the last person I'm going to count as a winner is John Middleton. And you might say, Joe, that's weird. I mean, you don't sound like you think the Phillies did enough to go and secure a championship. They didn't do enough to put themselves clearly above everyone else in Major League Baseball. So why are the Phillies a winner? Is Dave Dombrowski a winner in all this? Well, it's quite simple. Why is John Middleton a winner in all this? It's quite simple. Dave Dombrowski.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Along with John Middleton, but John Middleton is the one I'm speaking up here as a winner, has made it clear in a lot of ways that he doesn't believe one player can really put you over the hump. And he doesn't want to go back to the era he had where no one was coming through the turnstiles and the Phillies weren't truly competitive. And what they did yesterday by keeping Painter and keeping Aiden Miller and keeping Crawford allows the Phillies to project competitiveness for a longer period of time. It also gives them a less chance to win the World Series now in the moment, but it does give them a longer runway to be decent. And as much as John Middleton says and claims he wants his bleeping trophy back, I think he's intoxicated by Citizens Bank Park being filled on a nightly basis. And as long as the Phillies can supplement the money they spend on stars that people buy their jerseys with enough young upgrades coming through and adding into this, the more competitive they'll be. They'll be in the mix. People will keep buying tickets. It will reverberate from what happened 3 years ago into probably three more years from now. It's a win for Middleton because I think he has become intoxicated and loves the feel of the Phillies being a big part of all this Philadelphia sports daily talk and the ballpark being filled more than he needs a World Series title. I believe that. Now, he may disagree, and if he heard this, he may vehemently disagree and say, no, it's only about that. But I think the balance has gotten to him. I think it's gotten to them. I think they are afraid to go all in because they're afraid of the future. And I think it affects how they approach these deadlines. Sometimes you got to lose a deal to win it all. And I think about AJ Preller and what he did and what the Padres have done. And I think the Phillies refuse to lose a deal and it might cost them a World Series. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. So much to talk about live at Eagles training camp today. Jahad Campbell will join us along with a lot of Phillies conversation. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.